Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right, that's right. We're not letting anything hold us back. I mean, absolutely nothing. Good morning to you, and welcome, 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 welcome to the show today. Well, it is Thursday, but not just any old kind of Thursday, because we are supernaturally living out this life, and we're going to do things just a little bit different. But this is a fantastic Thursday with the twist. So I call them Fantastic Thursdays. I'm talking about this is a Thursday with a thrust. You got to put a thrust behind your life. You know, Fantastic Thursdays is taking a Thursday that was already fantastic. We know that the day is already great because guess what? You showed up in the day. That made it great right there. But when you put a twist on it, when you put a thrust behind your life, let me tell you, for some people, that thrust comes from all kinds of places. It may come from an accident, believe it or not. For some people, the thrust comes because, you know, a loved one passed away and left them, and all of a sudden they had to do things differently or do things on their own. Some people get a thrust when they are fired or laid off from the job after they get over the initial shock or the embarrassment or the guilt or whatever they're feeling. And then, or the resentment, or even the anger. Some people, you see, like the man up there in Connecticut, he got so angry, he went in and killed himself and killed other people in the job as well because he was being let go for whatever the reasons. You see, that's the difference in them and you. People is the reasons that they do things. But when you put a thrust behind your day, let me tell you, there is no stopping you. That means you can go on any job, do the best job you can do. That means you can deal with any people. You know, they say one of the best skills to have today, if you want to be a success, as a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to be giving you today. See, I want to give you so much that you are so ready that for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you're just popping it out. I mean, things are happening because that is exactly what happened to me. But I'm going to give you today 15 signs that you are headed for success. Because let me tell you, it's nothing like headed, being headed in the wrong direction. And some people have headed in the wrong direction with their marriages, with their careers, with their finances. Why? Because they really didn't see the signs. How many of you know people that are guilty of that? They just didn't see the signs. And so on the Coach and Lisa show, we want to share with you tips, tools, strategies, steps, keys, and signs to success. Why? Because I know that's my passion, and I know that's what God ordained me to do, is to help people. I am so clear about it that I don't know what to do, you see. That is what he has ordained me to do. That is what he has not only ordained me, but you know how we say, if it's God's will, it's his bill. That means he's going to provide every opportunity for you. God is the one who makes me able to get up each and every morning and come on to the Coach Lalisa show. Without him, believe me, you, I wouldn't be trying to get up at that time of morning and do this, but God did it. So he has ordained me. He has positioned me. Now, position, why? Because he's given me the life experiences that directly relate to being a success, transformation. I'm not a coach by accident or even my own will, but it's the will of God, because when he took me from, you know, being molested for 13 years, starting at age 5, when he took me from that broken, shameful, guilt-ridden state of a little girl who had to live with that and all those years, not telling anyone, keeping it a secret, that was my dark, dark secret. I'm being molested by a close family member until I was age 18. Nobody knew. And I have a good friend and close sister who she and I, we did everything together. I mean, we were close in age, about 18 months apart. We played together. We cried together. We got in trouble together. We even dropped out of school basically together. And here's a woman that did not know that this was happening until I was in my 30s when I finally let it out. But I say all that to say, you have been positioned for something. Then after that, I had, you know, been in some abusive relationships. Now, they weren't as bad as some people's, because I saw a woman on TBN the other day, and oh, my God, that lady's got a story. But it's abuse is abuse, whether they just slap you one time, whether somebody just talks about you too much, calling you all kind of names out your name, whether somebody's just mistreating you, mean and cruel, it's all abuse. Whether they withholding the money and just pinching and giving you little pennies and they're making a good salary and won't even give you enough to take care of your household, that's abuse. Whether they won't let you go to church or go to whatever other house of worship you got. So, you know, so there's all different kinds of abuse. But I'm saying all that to say that you have been positioned for something. And I'm talking about where you're headed. I know when I used to work on F-14s when I was in the United States Navy back in 1980, those airplanes, they were, we call them jets because that's what they were. And these jets would, when they take off, they need a thrust. You cannot get those tons of metal off that ground, okay? You need some firepower. You know, you guys hear me talk about that from time to time. Again, that me going into the military, trust me, that did not fit my life back then. A girl with a high school dropout who had already been arrested to go into the military? Come on, you know everybody feels like, you know, you can't have a record, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, people always say that. That's why sometimes people think I'm, you know, being maybe a little overzealous or whatever when I try to encourage people to do things that other people say, well, you can't do it because of, and they, you know, and then I am to come up with this great idea that you can do it. But that's because I've actually done it. I'm not, you know, and I've seen other people do it. But it's nothing like when you've done it yourself. So I was the high school kid that did have a criminal record. I was the person that did, you know, go to jail at, you know, age, you know, 19 or so. And here I was in high school dropout, poor grades and all of that, and walked right into the United States Navy and served this country of the United States of America. And went to Virginia Beach, went to Florida, did my boot camp, worked on F-14s, was a jet mechanic. That's why I'm so happy to be going to Nashville, Tennessee, okay, on August 19th to speak to the women. But guess what? When I hit that soil, it's going to take me back to 1980 when I served right there in Memphis, Tennessee, and did my A school, 23 years old, learning how to do be a jet mechanic. All right, so we used to have to deal with the rocket part of the injection seat. So when I talk about thrust, believe me, you put a thrust behind your day and behind your life. So now I know the time goes fast. That's why come next week, God willing, we're moving to our format. So because we have a lot to share, but you got to put thrust behind your life. If you're just sitting back, listen to me, hear me good. If you're sitting back waiting for somebody to do it, for somebody to help you get it done, you've already missed the main messages of the Coach LaLisa Show and everything that I stand for. If you read the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, if you haven't read it, maybe you need to get it. I will give that book today only, if you go to my website, LaLisaJWilliams.com, and you purchase that book today from my website, you'll have to give me a few minutes. Well, no, you know what? You purchase that book today from my website. The book is $15. You purchase that book from my website. I will also give you a free CD to go along with it that will tell you how to get over every setback that's ever come your way. But you have to order it today. And I'll also throw in a workbook to help you dig really deep beyond your fears, beyond your helplessness, beyond your I can't do it. I'll send you also the workbook that you can work through, answer questions, get your life on point. But you got to do it today. You have till midnight. Call anybody you know that you want to help. For $15, believe me, they're getting a lot. You're going to go to my website, www.LilisaJWilliams.com. That's LILISA, J as in John, Williams with an S, .com, and order it today, and you will get those other items. Now, back to what I was talking about before. You need a thrust. You need to get up and go. So when you're headed in the right direction, again, when you get up, and whether you're in Cincinnati, I don't know all the streets down there in Nashville yet, but I'm going to learn them. But if you're in New Jersey, some of you know you've been to New Jersey before. If you're in New Jersey and you're in Newark, New Jersey, and you're headed to Cherry Hill, and you're going to take you're going to start out on the parkway going north. You're right. You caught that. Absolutely not. You're going to hit the parkway south. In other words, if you want to know where you're going to end up, look at where you're headed. Look at where you're headed. Now, here's these 15 things, because I got to give them to you fast because we only got 15 minutes left. So I got to do about 1 minute. Now, let me tell you something. Some people say, well, you talk too fast. Believe it or not, we can hear and listen and pay attention at about a rate of 300 words a minute. 300 words a minute. But most people, the average person, only speaks at about 150 words. So in other words, we've been going way too slow, so I'm going to speed it up. Now, here it is. Number one, and these are not in direct order, so you got to write them down, but you got to write them down fast. If you can't write them down, you got to come back and listen to the archives. Number one, this is how you know you're headed for success. You're at peace. You know how you have peace about things? You have peace about that business that you started, about that new career, about that new relationship. But see, all that turmoil and confusion, God ain't the author of confusion, and he doesn't give you a double mind, so you got to have some peace. Number two, you're no longer feeling guilty. You're not feeling guilty about the choices that you made and the things that you are about to embark on. You've gotten over that. You understand why you're where you are and where you're supposed to be. Number three, you've move, you know, there's going to be some conflict. You're going to have a little conflict when you start moving in this direction of success, because more than likely your body and your mind and your heart and your soul was all used to either doing nothing or doing something else. So there might be a little bit of conflict with self, and you know, but you're prepared because you've got the tools, strategies, and the tips, and you're ready to deal with that conflict. Which kind of tags right along with number four is that sometimes your inner voice, that critic, we call it the gremlin, that voice gets louder and louder. See, because it's got to stop you. It's got to shut you down. See, before it could shut you down with a little whisper, you know, or just a little thought. You'll never do that. You'll never be nothing. Oh, nobody in your family's ever done that. Oh, nobody in your neighborhood's ever done that. Nobody of your race, your gender, your age group. People love to tell you that, especially when now that I'm over 50. Oh, people love to think that I can't do something because of my age. But guess what? I'm going to do it in spite of my age. How about this? I'm going to do it because of my age, because God let me live to see over 50. Trust me, I'm going to do everything that I didn't do when I was 15. Because when I was 15, I was busy dropping out of school, going around doing ungodly stuff that I can't even talk about. So believe me, you, I'm going to do it now. 50 is the new 15 for Lalisa. I don't know what it is for you, but for me, it's the new 15. And I really don't care who doesn't like it. Now, number five, you have to practice and you have to commit. That's why we get on here, we get on the show, and then we go out and we practice it. Don't just come here at 7:30 in the morning, listen to these wonderful tips about how to make things right in your life, how to set goals, how to plan, how to network, how to be with it. Don't just do that and then go away and be the same old you. No, go and practice it. Practice it today. Number six is that these are the 15 steps, the 15 things, signs to know that you're headed in the right direction. And number six is that you're following the 9 P's of success. I gave this out last week so you can tune in and get those. And I gave it out on Monday, I believe. You can tune in and get those at 9 P's of success. That was number six. Number seven, you have to be able to master the art of goal setting. Master the art of goal setting. And we'll talk more about that as the weeks go on. The next thing you have to do, that was number seven. Number eight, you have to be able to mingle well with people. You got to be what they call a people person. You got to be able to get along with people. You know what? You're not headed for success if you're mean and nasty and you don't like nobody. You're always talking about people. You're always putting everybody down. You can't stand nobody. Everybody's out to get you. Stop all that. You're not headed for success if you can't mingle with people, and let me tell you why. In case you haven't noticed, the world is changing. The game has changed, all right? Some of you know that when you got children. You have the Nintendo, now you got to get the Xbox. Then you get the Xbox, then they're going to come out with something else. They're going to change the game on you. Well, the game of life is changing as well. And where used to, people used to work in seclusion, and you can do a whole lot of stuff on your own. But today, you can't do that no more. It's over. Get over it. We're already past that. Everything today has to be done in conjunction with working with somebody. I used to work for a grant called the College Bound Program. For 4 years, I was the administrator for that grant at Essex County College. Some of you know when I had that job. And those people with those that give out that grant money, they didn't want to hear us coming. This is federal government. They didn't want to hear about the nice program we had. They didn't care about how many children we were saving in the inner city. All they wanted to know is, who did you collaborate with? Did you collaborate with Urban League, Boys and Girls Club, this of America, this, and that? Collaboration is the key today on the job. Everybody needs teamwork. None of this, you're going to do it all by yourself. You're not going to be in that company long. No company is looking for that today. They're looking for people because they have finally learned and got it, is that together everybody achieves more, that we get more done when we work together as a team. So you got to be able, but you're not going to work with a team if you cannot get along with people. Number nine, you got to do what is close to your heart. I tell you that over and over. I said it on Facebook. Do what you love. But people just refuse to do that. They'd rather go to a job every day that they absolutely hate, and then they wonder why they can't get along with people. Well, you know what? You're not going to be a very happy camper if you hate your job and you hate the people on your job or you hate your boss or whatever you're hating. You got to do what you love. So how do you do that? Do what's close to your heart. Do what you're passionate about. That was one of the P's of success, because when what you do what's close to your heart. Like me, I shared with a young girl yesterday that I met at the IHOP as we were doing a business meeting there. And I was sharing with a young girl, 19 years old, you know, and she asked me what I was there for. I said, we have a meeting going on upstairs. And I was explaining to her. She said, well, and I didn't, all I said was we're having a meeting. She says, oh, what kind of meetings do you do? I says, well, I do meetings to help people, motivate them, empower them, whatever. Her eyes lit up like I was a Christmas present. And she just was like, she wanted to hear what I was talking about. And I shared with her. But, you know, at that moment, I realized why, there was other reasons why it's passionate to me. But another reason that is passionate to me is because of my mother. And I'm passionate to help young people. Every time I look into a young person's eyes, I can see Barbara Byers, who was my mother, and I can see her being 19, just with one or two children at that time, but not having someone there to really infuse her and thrust her to be something really, really giant. Yes, she had her good government job, and yes, she retired, but come on, when you just work like that for 30, 40, 50 years, the money you retire on is barely enough for you to pay your rent, let alone a mortgage. So I said, you know what? I'm passionate about helping these young women go on fire. You know, she's on halfway through college. She can't go right now because she doesn't have the money. I don't want to hear it. Get a loan, get that degree, and get it done. I'm so proud of my niece. Ania, who, yes, has four children, but she is in college. She's 23, going on 24. She is an amazing young woman, and she is going to be super, super successful. Okay, now, back to the 15 signs. Okay, doing what is close to your heart. The next thing you want to do is you got to be action-oriented. Then you have to overcome fear and negativity. And in overcoming fear and negativity, number 12, don't follow the pack. Don't be like everybody else. Go in a different, go to a different route. You know, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, he spoke about this so powerfully at our 2007 and 2008 Wealth Strategy Symposium that we held at Essex County College. He said that, you know, 899 of the other people are all going the same way. But the one person that becomes a millionaire out of all those people is the person that's marching to a beat of their own drum. You got to be willing to be different. That's why when we were growing up and, you know, people would tell when their kids are coming to school and they're coming home crying because they're different and parents didn't know what to do and what to say to them and they try to make them be like everybody else, so they buy them the same pants, same shoes, get them the same haircut, throw an earring in their ear like everybody else. You got to stop it. Let your children be different. That's their uniqueness. That's what's special about them. Don't try to make them fit in to be everybody else. Now, the next thing you have to do is you have to keep your approach positive. What's with this negativity? Stay positive. And I have Miss Hope Harper on the line. She's really helping me with that. Can you believe it? The motivator needing to be motivated? Absolutely. We're not above the motivation law. And so she motivates me. I motivate her. And like she tells me, she throws it at me, Lalisa, we're just iron sharpening iron. It's right. When you get ready to sharpen a knife, you don't go get a banana to sharpen it with. You don't go get a dish towel. You get another sharp knife and boom, 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 boom. And it's getting sharper as it goes. Again, we welcome each and every person to the show. I just want to let you know we have Mr. J in the chat room. Coach K, awesome, awesome. They're in there and they're talking it up. And also our other guest, Glow Jess, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. And yeah, Mr. J earlier said, if you're not doing the job you really want, it means that you're letting the circumstances judge your life and your living. I like that, Mr. J. And that's why, actually, he's Coach J. He is awesome. He and Coach K, get this, write this date down. Coach J and Coach K, I love that. So we got a new duo, almost like Bishop T.D. Jakes and Noel Jones. Remember they had that duo thing going, Jakes and Jones? They were bad. They put out a bunch of CDs and DVDs of the two of them together. You know, there's a double punch. But anyway, so you got Coach K and Coach J are going to be my very special guests right here on Tuesday. Please mark your calendar. Tuesday, that should be like August the something. It's like the 8th or the 9th or something. But you got the dates. All of y'all got a calendar. I trust you. You got to do it. Oh, has it? Oh, yeah. And then also the Coach K said that Jim Rowan once said, formal education will teach you the basics, but self-education will make you a fortune. Oh, we got our fortune. And mine is in the bank. I don't know about you, because guess what? Like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said, it starts, you can't grow your pocketbook until your mind grows. That's why we have to feed ourselves with knowledge. We have to learn the principles. What's the sense of God giving you $1 million right now, and he could do it, and you don't know what to do with $20? He ain't going to do it, trust me. If we don't know what to do with 20, he's not going to give us $1 million. If you don't know what to do with 500, you see, you got to, he says, despise not the small beginnings. He who is faithful of a few things, I'll make you ruler over many, okay? So you got to be, we got to start doing right with a little bit. Welcome also to Miss Kiva Renee. We're coming to Nashville, Tennessee. Can't wait. We're going to shake it up, rattle and roll down there. Kiva, invite people to tune in to the call also. So for the women who say they're coming, or the women that you want to come, say you want to get a taste of what's about to hit our city in just a couple of weeks, tune in to 7:30, and I will let them know. They will see firsthand. I'm coming live. I'm coming with a thrust. We're coming with some fire. We're coming to shake some people up, set them where they're supposed to be going. Now, Coach K, also, let's see what else we got going on. So Coach K and Coach J teaming up. They're going to be the guests on the show Tuesday. You got 4 days to let everybody know that you can let them know that they're going to be on the show. And don't forget the other wonderful stuff that we got coming up. We got some, we have the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference, and we're going to have a coaching workshop coming up this month in August. Also, I can come to a city near you. I'm waiting to come back to Cincinnati. I've come back to Cincinnati a couple of times and did some things, but I haven't come back yet with this full throttle, this full thrust, just like you do that 747 Boeing aircraft that Continental and the others have. Now, on with the others. Okay, where do we stop? Keep your approach positive. The next one, you got to believe in your dreams. Don't wait for everybody else to believe in your dreams. That's why it's your dream. That's why it's in your head. You got to believe in it first, and then give the vision to people, and they will run with it. But you got to have it first. The next thing is you have to focus. You have to focus, and you have to be refocused, and you have to keep that big picture in mind. Now, this, I believe, is actually, I'm giving, that was actually 15, so I'm going to give you 16, one more. I'm going to give you this one for free. You have to learn the basics. So many people, you know, when I was in math, I went all the way from zero-level math, doing fractions at age 30-something in junior college, all the way to calculus. Why? Because I learned the law of doing the basics. I learned that 1 plus 1 was 2. I learned that 2 minus 1 is 1. I learned that one time 1 is 1. So what am I saying? I learned that 2 divided by 2 leaves what? 0. No. 2 divided by 2, I think it leaves 2. You got to learn the basics. Once I learned the basics of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, I was able to do every other kind of math that ever was. Why? Because everything at the higher level has in it and is made up of the lower level basics. That's why you can be homeless and sleeping in your car and wake up and in 6 months be a millionaire. Homeless people have done it. As a matter of fact, I believe more of the millionaires are people that used to be homeless and without. So for all those people thinking that, being upset because you weren't born into money, and you might as well get over that, because most of the millionaires were people that were homeless and had nothing, because they knew the basics. They knew the basics of how to tap into their inner self. Because when you're out there and you're homeless and you don't have nothing, you don't have a choice but to tap into what's inside. And as a matter of fact, that's what Coach Jay, and I know that's what Coach Jay wants to talk about on Tuesday, is tapping into that power within. And you may say, well, I've heard enough about that. You can't hear enough about that, because that's what it's all about. It's tapping into that, because I'm telling you, it's not coming from outside. It's got to come from inside. It's an inside job. So today is what? Fantastic Thursdays. Why? Because it's fantastic already, and you're putting the thrust. What thrust? You're putting the Hope thrust, the Kiva thrust, the Patricia thrust, the Alicia thrust, the Robert thrust, the Jay thrust, the Coach K thrust. You're putting this thrust behind you, and I'm putting the Lalisa thrust, so look out, because I'm thrusting. You're putting the Z thrust. You're putting the thrust behind you. So, well, the show is over. I know we have to go. And I am so glad you were able to tune in to the show today. We will see you. Thank you, Coach K. It's a blessing to have you. Okay, you lost the sound. Well, the sound will leave at exactly 7:30, but that won't happen next week because we're going to an hour. So you cannot hear me. And I will therefore close out the show, and we'll see you back. And I thank you very much.